You know, I've admired him from afar for a long time. It's good to do it with him. But again, as I've said multiple times here in recent weeks, this was the vision in the spring when we pursued him. That's why you do business with a 41, 42-year-old guy. Been there, done that guy with a resume like his. He's not only capable, man, he thrives in it. And I think he put that on display tonight.
Sure did, and provided a reminder. Remember the obsession everybody had? And I never bought into this, that Tomlin so badly wanted a running quarterback, just so badly wanted that. Now, we did bring in Justin Fields, but Trubisky wasn't really that. They drafted Pickett, who had decent mobility. They brought in Russell Wilson, whose running days were over. And now Rodgers is a reminder, Bob, that this game is won
In the pocket.
In the pocket, largely.
Yeah.
And you beat him with your brain, largely. And I'll tell you what, Lamar played a great game above the shoulders yesterday.
He did.
He was unbelievable in those short yardage situations. That's where games are won and lost. I never really understood or bought. People used to say all the time, they'd call in this show, say, Tomlin just wants a guy who can run. He wants a running quarterback. I don't know, does he? You just want a guy who can win.
You want a guy who's capable of escaping. And Ben was never fast, but he knew how to get out of harm's way when he was in those situations.
Yeah.
I think that's the kind of mobility I want on my quarterback. But by and large, you have to be good in the pocket. You have to know how to go through your progressions and do all that stuff. And boy, this guy has done it throughout his career. It's just a matter of, you know, when he first came here, you wanted the age factor. How much would that hurt? Would you know, hurt him? Would he be first to be injured of all these quarterbacks? Turned out he was the most durable of everybody in the AFC North. And the, you know, the brain power still works very well. His arm is lively. I don't think that was ever in question. It was just about whether or not he'd be able to withstand 17 games with a young offensive line, and would that hurt them? But all this stuff here has worked exactly, I think, the way they probably had envisioned it.
Tell you what, that was a hell of a throw to Isaiah Likely, too, and a great catch at the end.
It really was. I mean, Likely had to go up. And again, thinking about that, as soon as that catch was made, I said, there you go. That's the karma. Likely gets denied a touchdown in Baltimore when I thought that was a touchdown. He's going to make the play that's going to win the game for them. And it never worked out.
Incredible game. The kind that we all love sports for. You know what I mean? What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Sunny today and a high of Derek Watt, 44, a low of 22. Andrew McCutcheon, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. All right, coach is getting fired. Jonathan Gannon was one today. Tell me who else limits. Remind me.
Stefanski's
out. Raheem Morris.
Pete Carroll is out.
Carroll is the other one who got fired.
Given the two other openings, somebody is up to seven now. Is that where we're at?
Yeah, Tennessee and the Giants.
Listen to this bump. Atlanta Falcons next head coach odds. Clint Kubiak, 3-1. Jeff Hafley, a Pitt man, formerly. 11-2, Kevin Stefanski, 13-2, Mike LaFleur, Brian Flores, 9-1, and Deion Sanders, 12-1. What do you think happens there?
I'm not going for Deion Sanders, I can tell you that. I think Kubiak's a guy who's held in, you know, high regard, offensive mind, guy who can make things happen, is, you know, relationship with the quarterback. I think he's very good at that kind of stuff. So, you know, there are going to be so many names that you hear of. The question always is, do you want a defensive guy or an offensive guy? You can make the case that Mike...
Most people say offensive.
Yeah, but Mike McDonald has done some wonderful things.
Yeah.
And he lets things go on offense. He defers that. He doesn't get involved from what I've been reading about him. And he's just a defensive guy. And boy, that defense is probably the best in the NFL.
Arthur Smith at 50-1 to get that job, Bob. How about the Cleveland job? Listen to this, oh, limitless wonder. Who do you think's the favorite for the Cleveland job, according to... Jimmy Shapiro.
John Gruden.
Nope. Limits? Wrong. Robert Saleh at 5-1.
Pete Carroll.
He's a defensive coach.
Mike McCarthy, second. I don't think that would be a bad hire for the Cleve Brownies. You, Bob?
No, I think given a year, I think, yeah, I would investigate that, sure.
7-1. Joe Brady, the Bills offensive coordinator. I'm not big on that pick. 8-1. Jim Schwartz at 9-1.
He's on their current on their team. He could be the guy.
But. Yeah. And then Clint Kubiak, Mike LaFleur, Jeff Hafley, everybody in on those names. Matt Nagy. Can you imagine if the Browns hired Matt Nagy
to be
their head coach?
Well, again,
that would
might.
Go over.
Come on. That would be a very Cleveland thing to do.
You've got to be kidding me. Some other ones here. These are fascinating. College coaches not getting mentioned a lot here, Bob. I wonder why.
Well, because most of them come to the NFL and don't do well. I thought if anyone, the Texas head coach is a guy that a lot of people think would do well in the NFL. But I don't know that I'd go in that direction. I still think you got to get guys who've been here a little bit, done that on the sidelines, in prominent roles, and take them over college coaches.
Like Marcus Freeman?
Like Marcus.
Freeman, maybe he's a great name to bring up, and he's done wonderful things. I don't know if he'd be successful at the next level. He might be. He might not be.
Were you surprised the Steelers were interested in him, or at least had internal discussions, according to, I think it was Adam Schefter that put it out there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe I think it was Diana Rossini.
I was a little bit surprised, to hear that they actually, if they did do that, went through that whole process before the season's even over, yes. Sarkisian's a guy I think could do well in the NFL. I do, because he has a different kind of mentality when it comes to offense. So
everybody wants that offensive guy for sure. How about the hidden play from yesterday's game, Bob, that you'd like to talk about? Was there a play that isn't really on the radar that helped decide the game?
I keep going back to 3rd and 10 plays that weren't scoring plays. When you're 9 for 16 in third down conversions, you're doing really good work. Of those 9, 5 are over 8 yards. Those are big plays. And if you do not convert them, you're punting the ball away, and then all of a sudden scoring opportunities that you got and converted won't exist. Third downs are the keys. They always are. You keep drives going, you result in points. So to me, that's the key. The third down plays that you did not see listed as scoring plays.
I'm going to stick with my Derek Harmon plays on that one series to keep it at 10-0. Just
a hustle.
He might have saved touchdowns on both. He definitely saved way longer gains when he stepped into the gap and just hammered Derrick Henry like one-on-one. And then he chased down Lamar on the next play. That kid is something else, Bob.
He really is. And he was injured to start the season, injured during this. He had a lot of stuff to overcome. He won their Rookie of the Year. And I think he's going to be I tell you what, Cam Hayward, Keanu Benton and him together, very difficult to move around and can cause havoc on their own without the benefit of a blitz.
Man, I thought Cam was gone on the first play, didn't you? When Henry went up the sidelines, it looked like a knee injury.
A hamstring. Man, the guy fell. But, I thought that's not what you need. But there you go with Cam Hayward, chasing somebody down 50 yards down the field. You know,
that was amazing.
That is an infectious thing if you're a young kid like, Benton or Derek Harmon, you're going to learn from that.
He is truly a physical marvel that he's doing this at his age. And man, that contract dispute and how mad everybody was, that seems like a million years ago, doesn't it?
It really does.
Nobody cares anymore, I don't think. Do they?
No. If he wasn't playing well, people would have brought it up. But he is playing well, so that's how you silence people. You play well and it goes away. It's funny how it works.
Thank you, Bob.
Speaking of going away, we're about to, aren't we?
Yeah. Did you say goodbye to Limits?
Goodbye, Austin.
Goodbye, Bob.
A.K.A. Fernando. I'm going to call you Fernando.
I mean, I kind of do look like Fernando Mendoza. I start to see it now. A lot of people have been saying it.
Yeah. You just took a photo next to him.
Yeah, I'm going to post that.
Not him live, but him on TV, and it's uncanny.
I like him, by
startling.
The way. I love his exuberance. I love the way
he's fun.
Just enjoys life. He's a really good quarterback who's developed a lot over there. So.
If I'm the Raiders, I take him first in the draft. I bring in Stefanski, and I go from there, Bob. Limits, it's too bad we couldn't get Father Max on the air.
I know. Pony can't believe it either. We're talking about it back here.
I'm just stunned about this
development. Watch, Pony will end up getting him on their show. Ghosted? Watch.
Ghosted, yeah.
Yeah, ghosted.
Who ghosted?
And then Bob didn't step in with
am I supposed to do? I get no responses.
No, Bob tried. Bob reached out to people. Bob reached out to necessary people.
Bob has all the clout. Nobody at the Steelers got back to you?
Oh, well, they're busy.
Everybody's busy, Bob.
Busy.
We're trying to get somebody on the air here that everybody's talking about across the country.
Maybe tomorrow we can get him on.
Bob, maybe somebody at St. Vincent didn't want to. I don't know. Who knows?
St. Vincent reached out to us.
Before they got authority maybe to do it. I don't know.
They reached out to us, Bob.
They said they love the show.
Somebody stepped in and put the kibosh on it.
I don't know.
Maybe they just have things to do. Maybe they're in confessionals.
We all have things. Maybe.
For those people who bet against the Steelers and wanted to go to Father Max and say, I'm sorry, and hopefully you'll continue with your holy water next week.
Maybe, what was his name? Fizzleweed? Who was that guy?
Fizzlewick.
Fizzlewick, right?
Fizzlewick. Yeah. Good night, Limits.
All right, see you tomorrow.
Good night, Fizzlewick.